This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back for another return engagement. I suppose that's redundant, isn't it? Back and return mean the same thing. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. With me, I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to go through the lists of the stories that Talkers has researched this week. Talkers Magazine goes through the stations, listens to programming, knows what's going on. So these are the charts for the last week of June 2018. Michael, please do us the honor of going through both of these lists.
I shall do it, and this is a top-heavy chart, so most of the top stories were the ones that were talked about almost to the elimination of the others.
Yes.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9 in the celebrity files, we have Joe Jackson, the patriarch of the Jackson family, died. And Heather Locklear, the actress, continues to have problems. At number 8, the Trump-Russia probe and the tariffs trade war concerns. Tied at number 8. And number 7, which at the moment is number 1, but happened very late in the week, the Annapolis newspaper slayings. At number 6, the harassment of administration officials. Seems like old news now. At number 5, Trump and Putin are going to meet. At number 4, the Supreme Court of the United States, two big rulings, the public unions ruling and the travel ban ruling. At number 3, we have the Tuesday primary results. At number 2, we have illegal immigration policy, and that's tied with the European migrant issues. And at number 1, back to the Supreme Court, the announced retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. On the People Survey, number 10, Joe Jackson and Heather Locklear. At number 9, Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein and Trey Gowdy, all tied at number 9. Angela Merkel at number 8, Jared Warren Ramos, the suspect, at number 7. At number 6, Sarah Sanders and Kristjen Nielsen. At number 5, Maxine Waters. Vladimir Putin's at 4. Number 3, Joe Crowley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. At number 2, Anthony Kennedy. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And just a very, very information and event-packed week.
You have to practice Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's name a couple of times before you came out with it on the air.
Frankly, I didn't, and I made the split second decision as I saw it, you know, on my list, to say it in the in the Hispanic pronunciation.
What do you think of Puerto Rico becoming possibly the 51st state? Something that's been floated this past week.
What do I think about it? It's like the horses run out of the barn or the stable, and now they're going to lock the door. It's a little too late for them to get the benefits of that, such devastation. But I don't know. I would think that it should be up to the Puerto Ricans. I have no problem whatsoever with Puerto Rico being a state.
Why would it be? I guess it is. Although the legislative process requires that the House of Representatives actually present the bill, and apparently a bunch of Democrats and Republicans are in favor of adding Puerto Rico. The last time we added a state was what, in the 19? It was Hawaii or Alaska. Alaska was.
Hawaii was the 50th state and Alaska was the 49th state. And I remember they happened at the turn of the decade around 1960, 59, 60
in there.
Yeah. Yep. I grew up as a little kid in the 48 states, and then there was the 49th and then the 50th. But, you know, if Hawaii could be a state, Puerto Rico could be a state. But before I say anything else, let me say, at this moment, I don't feel qualified to be able to give an opinion that's educated.
Why?
Because there are economic aspects. In other words, what would the impact in terms of impact, economics, strategic.
For them or for us?
For them or us, they become us. For the country. And then you make the decision. Should it be or shouldn't it be? In other words, to decide on this and say, yes, they should be or they shouldn't be without having the facts is a stupid thing to do. But I, off the top of my head, I don't see any reason why not. In other words, I'm not against it at all. But for me to sit here and say, here they should be a state, I don't know what the implications of adding a state are. Do you?
Well, what are the implications include the $70 billion in debt. So that means the United States, the other United States taxpayers are going to foot that bill in an era when we are already $20 trillion in debt. Is it up to us? They vote, they're a territory, they get a lot of the benefits, they do pay taxes themselves, not all of them, but some of them. And so, it's sort of, how do you balance it? How do you
What you're saying is, yes, it would cost the taxpayers a certain amount of money to have Puerto Rico as a state, but what I don't know is what would the economic benefits to the rest of the taxpayers be if
there are a lot of there's a lot of business that's headquartered there. Mm-hmm. I know because of the hurricane, some very important businesses got wiped out. Businesses that you wouldn't have expected would be headquartered in Puerto Rico. I want to say some insurance companies, but there are other things that are manufactured. Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Then the question comes up, as would those companies be there if it were a state? In other words, are these big companies there because of benefits they get because it's not a state? Uh-huh. All of these things have to be weighed. But, the history of the United States of America has been nothing but expansion. It started out with 13 states, 13 colonies. Now it has 50, and they're no longer in the, contiguous little design that we think of as the United States. We get that big lump of land up there in the Northwest called Alaska. And Hawaii is, pretty far out, literally and figuratively. I've heard people talk about someday Canada being a state or the provinces of Canada being annexed. Who knows what the future could bring?
On many occasions that I believe that we would be better served in terms of organization and a lot of other things, resources, and this foolishness with the immigration. Fixing the problem means Mexico and Canada become part of the United States of North America, and whether we add the provinces, each country has provinces like that. I think there are 14 provinces in Canada. They become states and whatever the provinces. I can't remember how many there are in Mexico. But for management purposes, that's one way of looking at it. The other side of it is that we can't manage what we have now. We cannot manage this country, as is evidenced by all of the stuff going on that we really can't control. Lawlessness in this country is, we all are going to talk about whether it becomes just another example of lawlessness, guns, violence, and the Annapolis newspaper slings, which number 7, but as you said, it was top heavy because it happened at the end of the week. But what do you say? It's just the same old story. I refuse to talk about these things anymore on the air because they don't go anywhere. We get nothing out of it. Forget about it. These are things that can continue. You can have your phony, false outrage if you want to, but what are you doing about fixing the problem?
That's not talking about it is a statement unto itself. Back to the states issue. All the time we have this conversation about adding states. We also have an ongoing conversation about Texas pulling out. Canada, California now wants to split into, well, somebody there does.
Three states.
Yeah. And having lived there, and you live there part-time, that's not such a bad idea.
No, it's the state's horribly managed. The people who are in Sacramento that run the state are out of their minds. And so, it's complete. I have a friend who went to San Francisco for a wedding over the weekend, and he called me last night and he said, "You won't believe the problem with the homeless. I couldn't get down the street." He was staying in a nice hotel in one of the better districts of San Francisco. He said it came out of the hotel. They couldn't even get to their car.
Yeah.
The homeless are everywhere.
Homelessness has always been one of my personal peeves in terms of issues. I find it to be absolutely, there should be absolute no tolerance for homelessness. It should not be allowed. It should be against the law. I mean it.
What do you do with the people who are on the street?
Find a way to either help the ones that are mentally ill or incarcerate the ones that break the law by loitering.
Yeah.
I'm intolerant of it. Well, my whole life I have been. I find the fake homeless, the beggars, the ones that
they choose to be homeless.
Well, they're not even homeless. They're just beggars. That's what they do. You could tell the fakes by the shoes they wear.
They're smoking, all that stuff.
Expensive shoes. They.
You want to see the best example of that, Michael? At the corner of Wilshire and San Vicente in Los Angeles, there isn't a day that goes by, and I live in that area, so I'm driving down that street all the time. Every time I come to that intersection, I look at these people, and you're right. Look at the shoes they're wearing. Look at the clothing. It's like they are there every day because they know what time to be there and how much they're going to get. That's the way it works.
How about the guys that claim to be homeless, unemployed veterans, and they have their corner, and they come up to the car windows when you're stopped. You know, first of all, they're a traffic hazard, they're a distraction. As a matter of fact, I think all demonstrations on street corners should be illegal. Even out in western Massachusetts, which is basically, you know, rural compared to some urban places where I live most of the year, you'll come to a major intersection at election time for committee men and school committees, and
you're busted.
And they're all over the streets with signs waving, and you're trying to negotiate a complicated intersection, which is hard enough to negotiate without that distraction. That should be illegal. And I'm a free speech person, but not at the cost of creating a traffic hazard.
No.
But anybody that is lying on the sidewalk, smelling of wretched, putrid human excess in a city where people are paying rent, where people own property, that has a tourism, that where you're trying to make a civilized place to be prideful, that should be illegal.
There you go. You heard it from Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're talking about issues this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's an issue: the way your body is responding to what you're eating. If you are not eating well, your body's probably telling you, ooh, akabunga yunga, let's fix this up. So the practical way to do it is to get the tea, get to getthetea.com, order Life Change Tea, and it will change your life. Your life's being changed anyway because you're eating processed foods, pesticides in the foods, no nourishment in a lot of the stuff you put in your body. So if that's the case and you're feeling like your body is slowing down, you don't have energy, you're lethargic, and you reach for a cup of coffee or something that has caffeine in it, no, that's not the way to fix your body. That's a mask. The masking of the problem is what you're doing. Need a mild daily cleanser, and that's what you get with Life Change Tea. It's a great detox. Help you heal, bring back the energy of your youth. Go to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Help cleanse you from the inside out. Your liver, your kidneys, all will benefit from this daily herbal proprietary formula. I drink it every day while I'm on the air. Get it by going to getthetea.com. No fillers, no GMOs. It's organic. Can't get it in stores. Get it at the website, getthetea.com. Use the code DJV. It's shipped free to you. That's getthetea.com. Cleanse your body. Feel better, better nights. Rest, all of these things. And you'll lose weight, too, with it, by the way. Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. Use the code DJV. It's shipped to you free. ED. It's embarrassing, and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. 23 after the hour now. Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring. The Supreme Court ruled on public unions. The results of the primaries from last week. Illegal immigration and that continuing. So I feel like we're being harassed. You ever get that feeling, Michael? I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You ever feel like you're being harassed?
Well, it depends on the issue, but yeah, I mean, in general, harassment is part of the environment we live in. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But who's harassing? What specifically prompted you to say that?
Because I'm involved in a local issue in the town where I live.
I've been
trying to save a beautiful, fabulous farm that I've owned for 14, 15 years, but I grew up on it. I grew up on all the farms that are around here, and I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So it's very, very important to me. And I would sell the right to develop it so I can keep it a farm is something that I won't make a lot of money on like I would if I were to develop it. And yet there's an element in town that the hatred, vitriol, the things that are aimed at me have gotten me very discouraged. Because here I am, I'm trying to do something, and they're just interested in their own point of view because they're corrupt. They're working for developers who want to see me fail so they can buy the land and develop it.
And that's an old story. Remember, you know, if you don't give me the DTR ranch, I'll tie you to the railroad track. And then he said,
yes. And, then,
and then,
tied her to the railroad track.
Jane Jones. Right. I mean, what? This is the oldest story in the world.
Yeah.
You poor farmer, you. Mm, They're trying, those big capitalist tycoons are trying to push you off the farm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right. No, but I'm just, that's sort of where my head has been in a weird place the last couple of days, mostly because this thing is coming to a vote and a culmination, and the fact that people don't seem to care or want to, or some, there are, this is, all it is, and this is what I think drives the news media as well, and the news cycle, Michael. Mm-hmm. There are four or five people who are making all the noise, and yet they seem to be concerning the politicians. Well, we've got this person. It's the same five people saying the same thing over and over and over again. And so under the circumstances, you kind of, you know, you assess whether it's this local story, the national implications of this. And I was just wondering, I haven't been able to figure out, this Annapolis shooting, the newspaper, what the guy's beef was with the newspaper. And then trying to figure out the other side of it is, how did he get his guns, and where, you know, it's the same story, except there's a little nuance here because it's a news thing, and this many journalists haven't, I don't even call them new journalists, they were newspaper employees.
Well, they're journalists.
I don't know that they were. They're a couple of secretaries. I mean, I think we misuse that whole, it's another subject for maybe another time. The word journalism is completely abused, misunderstood. People apply it to themselves. They have no business calling themselves journalists. It becomes a, you know, it's a, they're a bunch of fakers, most of them. But anyway, in this case, this guy blows, literally takes a shotgun, blows open the front door, and just goes in and start shooting. The guy's a mental case. It's been known that he's a mental case. So what the hell is he doing with guns?
Well, that is one of the primary aspects of the gun problem, that mental cases have access to guns.
We keep saying this. We keep calling attention to it. Well, it's so obvious what this guy was about.
The concept of mental case is a very murky one. I mean, how about if your children decided to want to gang up on you and harass you and take your money and say that you're a mental case?
I mean, my money.
But you know what I'm talking about? I mean,
yeah.
You know, we're coming to a break,
but
so this is...
This guy, you look at the social media trail, this guy is a nutbird.
Yeah.
And everybody's there, how do you get his guns? Where did the guns come from? I don't think they figured that out yet, but...
But he had a beef with the newspaper. It wasn't about politics or anything. It's a local paper, and they're not even a partisan paper.
So every time you got a beef with someone, best way to fix it is go shoot whoever you got a beef with. There you go.
Oh, boy.
28 past the hour.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Annapolis, Maryland, the Capital Gazette comes out with an edition this morning, despite the fact that just hours earlier, five of its employees were shot and killed, two others injured when a gunman with a vendetta against the paper opened fire at the newspaper's offices.
Governor Larry Hogan says he is absolutely devastated. In a tweet, President Trump says, "My thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families." Senator Chris Van Hollen says, "My heart is with the families, friends, and loved ones of the victims. We must unite to end the violence."
Reporter Jill Powell, 38-year-old Gerald Ramis of Laurel, according to police, had a grudge against the paper for how he was portrayed in an article 7 years ago after pleading guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Playtime's over for the bankrupt Toys R Us chain. It officially closes its remaining U.S. stores today. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the Hour Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. Catch the Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast, the weekly overview of what's going on in the hot hits, talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can also catch the list on talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. Michael's harrowing interviews. The Michael Harrison interview.
It should be Michael's harrowing interview.
Michael's harrowing.
The perils of Pauline, you know.
Yeah. Well, this week it's
hey,
the
you're
perils
all
of
over
Hannah.
Talkers TV. Yeah, let's put a plug in for you. You were the co-MC of our convention a few weeks ago, and now we're putting up one posting a day until the whole convention's there. People who listen to you can see you in action at talkers.com.
Talkers.com. We're going to see you in action, see me in action, see all the action at talkers.com. A lot of things there to check out. So the podcast of the continuing focus on important conversations with important people, the thing we got to get people to do, because there's so much out there, is to listen. And that's what separates the good. There are a lot of entertaining podcasts, and that's what you want, but Defining the word entertaining has always been elusive for me, Michael.
Yes,
you define entertaining.
I find something entertaining is something that captures you, captures your interest, and that you enjoy reading or watching or listening to. It's entertaining. I find some college lectures by eminent professors to be extremely entertaining. Yeah. I also find professional wrestling sometimes to be entertaining. It doesn't necessarily have to be intelligent, but it doesn't preclude it from being educational and intelligent.
Right.
You know what it's like? It's like if you enjoy food that's good for you, well, you're not suffering on a diet. You're enjoying it. And if you enjoy certain things that are intelligent and good for you and educational, well, then it's entertaining. You're very lucky. Some people don't like things that nourish their brain or their stomach or their body. So they become, you know, they suffer from malnutrition either of the mind or of the body. So entertainment is whatever you like. It could be good or it could be bad, but it doesn't have to be. The word entertainment is not a measurement of quality.
What is?
What's a measurement of quality?
That's
a subject that you could talk about for years. You know, the value, the interest, whether it generates revenue, whether it puts the human race in a progressive forward motion, whether it helps people. I mean, quality, you know, there's a lot of nuance to it, whether the colors are pretty, whether it sounds good. My gosh, quality. God, that's, you know, what does it take to be a critic? I mean, you know, if you were a critic, what would and people hung on your every word and you can make or break a Broadway show or make or break a movie or a book or back in the days when pundits actually had influence over things and they'd write an editorial column and it would make or break a candidate. That's a heck of a responsibility. And there are no clear guidelines to determining quality.
And that's provocative.
That's why the word qualitative is different than quantitative.
Yeah.
Quantitative is metrics. You measure it. Hey, Solo, the new Star Wars movie, stunk. Why? Because it failed at the box office.
But no, it failed. It was great.
No. Let me finish the point. It failed at the box office. Thus why it stunk. You know, if you use quantity as your measuring stick, quality is a whole different thing. You don't judge it by the quantity. Mm-hmm. Most people may not like it, but it still could have tremendous quality, and that's a qualified determination as opposed to quantified. It comes down to quantity versus quality, and I've said enough.
Well, I think, by the way, the Han Solo movie was very good. I just saw it recently, and I gave it an A. I thought it was very engaging. Back to that word, entertaining. It was what you expected, what you would get. It's like watching Fox News or going to an Indiana Jones movie or listening to this program.
You know
what you're going to get.
Google Solo, and you'll find that most of the things written about it in the press, in the media, said about it, written about it, are negative because it didn't do well at the box office.
Yeah. Well,
that's the point I'm making.
That's the thing. I remember John Wayne saying something. He said, "The only people that don't like my movies are the critics." So, there you go.
That's it. Yeah.
It is. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it. Bottom line. Okay. So, I enjoy taking, you and I have been friends for a long, long time, and I don't like to get too inside. But there are ways of getting you going that I've learned over the years.
Let me add.
And I like not to get you going to rile you up, but to get you to think and then explain your thought process to us in terms of the top 10 issues, the stories that you and your staff go through every week, come up with this list, the people as well. They're always brewing under the surface other things. So because this program is aimed at the getting to the traditionalists, the people who really love this format or listening to this program, and sometimes we delve into areas that otherwise, you know, I mean, you listen to the average show, national or local, you're going to deal with all of these things with, you know, the sprinkle and wrinkle of the person hosting the program. But then there are ways that we can use our privilege to be with you. The privilege, we have a privilege here and we have a responsibility, and we uphold it. We have to, back to the word, this is what got me thinking. We have to really uphold and understand what that word entertaining means. We got to know where to go. And so the top 10 items are very important, but you know as well as I do, and because you're now doing more and more talk radio, you do it yourself. You find stories every once in a while that really grab you. And I would say that the story that grabbed me this week more than any other one, and this is just mine, is not, you know, I can have my opinions and be outraged about what happened in Annapolis and the Supreme Court and yada yada. Okay. But when I saw an overview, someone who decided to go to all of the three top dollar stores, Dollar Tree, Dollar 99, you know, there's a bunch of these stores around, and try to figure out what really is going on. Are you really getting a bargain when you go to the dollar stores? Or are they ripping you off? By definition, people who go to the dollar stores, for the most part, are poor. They're below average income, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But so this person decided to dig around into the cost of a bag of flour, for example, that you can buy there or someplace else, comparing it to Walmart, Costco. And the bottom line here is that you may not be getting what you think you're getting just by going into a store called the Family Dollar Store. By its name, Dollar General, whatever the store is, you're thinking you're going to save money. And in fact, you probably aren't. They'll bring you a lot of cheap stuff together under one roof, but can you find it individually someplace else? So what they're really doing is corralling a lot of cheap stuff and putting it under one roof where you could go someplace else and find it probably for a little less, but you'd have to cherry pick in your car, go from here to there. So I find that sort of stuff compelling, entertaining, and important. Do you?
Nah.
Okay.
I've already fallen asleep. That was one of the most...
No, I'm sitting here saying, what's he going to ask me to get me going?
Yeah.
I love the way you start this. I'm going to ask you something, get you going, get your take on it. And you tell us about your fabulously interested...
Right.
And, I'm making fun of you. It's okay.
I know you are.
I'm being
making fun of me for years.
I'm being entertaining.
Yes, you are.
If I were to say to you, yeah, you're right, I think that's an outrage, we'd lose about three-quarters of the audience.
Right. The story's
over. Because
right.
Exactly. The people are not tuned into this show to hear about whether dollar stores are a better deal than going to Costco.
Oh,
my answer to that, maybe they are, but no. Nah.
Well,
hey, look, if you tuned into a sports talk show, and they start talking about the quality of baseballs, and where you can.
Oh, that's so funny!
I made you laugh.
Oh my God, that's hysterical!
This is a news talk show to talk about the top 10 topics of the week.
I know that.
If you were Casey Kasem, you'd say,
"Can I?
We're going to skip the number one record this week because we've heard it so many damn times."
The reference to the baseball is absolutely
But my answer to now that I've sort of dissed the whole topic of dollar stores, it is an interesting topic in as much as you get what you pay for. And then you made another statement there that I disagree with, humbly and respectfully, that poor people go to dollar stores. Rich people are the biggest bargain hunters in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they became rich.
Okay. So here's really the reason I went here.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to compare and contrast the old way talk radio programs used to be worked. This is a Jerry Williams And I don't mean to bring up somebody...
For those listening, Jerry Williams was a major talk show host in Boston about 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
Set the standard.
Was very good.
Can you hear him tearing apart these people running these stores? This is what the talk radio world used to be about in the main, when there were... what did you use? Vox Populi. That was a term you used. Talking about things that really serviced people. How are people helped... And I know, this is not a criticism, it's just for instance, in talking about Judge Kennedy, how are you helped by knowing he's going to retire? So what? Who cares? You know what I mean?
No.
I can't go along with you.
No, but
listen to me. I understand what you're saying, but what you're saying is so philosophical and so
so nuanced and internal that it defies the reason we're here. Uh-huh. You and I could go off to a park and sit on a bench and we can contemplate
Let's
our navels.
How
but
about
the
that?
Fact is that the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy at this point in history is of mega importance to our country, to the left versus right battle, to the Roe versus Wade ruling, to the impact of Trump for years to come. It is of major importance. How could I possibly say who cares, even though I do understand on a philosophical level, yeah, who gives a damn? Because it isn't going to affect my life.
You know,
it isn't going to affect your selling your farm, although it may.
Yeah.
This is a psychological right. approach to living in the real world.
It is. I'm going to bring up somebody that we know and love and a connection to somebody else that is, I think, fantastic conversation radio and does speak to all of these issues. If there is anybody who's going to help connect the next Supreme Court justice, the immigration policy in our country, who's voting for whom, Trump himself, the administration, all the things that are part of the Trump-Russia probe, all the things that are part of most of the issues that are in the top 10 this week, I'm going to give you a name, and you're going to hopefully carry the ball into a discussion that I hope will be penetrating, because we're going to learn a lot about the workings, the inner workings of the White House, and how all of these things on this list will be affected by that as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Harrison and Michael Steffen. There you go. GetTheTea.com would like you to change your life. The tea that is part of my daily routine, Life Change Tea, is a proud sponsor of many of the programs that I'm involved in. They put together a tea that is a cleanser. Gets rid of the pesticides, the herbicides, heavy processing that's depleted the nutritional value of the food and loaded your body up with all kinds of stuff. Ugh, awful things. Parasites. Can you imagine what's in your body? And if you can't, just Google parasite and see the ugly stuff that's floating around in your body. We'll fix that problem by sending you to GetTheTea.com so you can get Life Change Tea and change your life. GetTheTea.com is the best cleanser around. Don't take my word for it. Get it, try it, and you'll feel the difference. You can't buy it in stores. Buy it online at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV and they will ship it to you free. Clean your body. Make yourself healthier. Go to GetTheTea.com.
The America's Farmers Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, have awarded more than $48 million to rural organizations, individuals, and causes that leave a lasting impact. By partnering with farmers, America's Farmers is committed to the future of farming communities. This work will continue for a 10th year on August 1st with the kickoff of Grow Communities, where farmers enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. In November, students pursuing careers in the agriculture industry will have the chance to apply for $1,500 scholarships through the Grow Ag Leaders Program. And next January, Grow Rural Education will encourage farmers to nominate area schools for the chance to win $10,000 and $25,000 grants to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Across these three programs, more than $6 million will be awarded in 2019. Getting involved is simple. Just visit www.americasfarmers.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Wrapping up our discussion of the stories and ancillary things going on in the world of News Talk Radio, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Don't miss his weekly Michael Harrison interview. You can get to that at talkers.com or Michael Harrison interview. I mentioned a few minutes ago there was a name and there was an event that could play into all of the things that we've been talking about this week and pretty much talk about every week because there's so much in the political world, so much from the White House, and you and I were talking off the air. You guessed you knew where I was going with this as somebody that we both know, but the reason it's an interesting story. Bill Shine is now working at the White House. He was Roger Ailes' sort of hatchet man, I guess, second in charge at Fox News for a long time. Lachlan,
he wasn't even
Murdoch
second in charge.
Him.
He wasn't even second in charge.
Yeah.
He was much lower on the totem pole, but he played a big role. He was a producer. He was a producer at Fox News, and when everybody started getting fired around Ailes, he wound up being co-president of Fox News, which was a pretty amazing jump, but he got caught up in the undercurrent of the Ailes problem, and he wasn't let go because he was a harasser. He was let go because he covered a little bit for Ailes. He was a loyalist to Ailes. Now, the story that you're telling is he has been, or is about to be appointed, the White House Communications Director, the job Hope Hicks had. And that means basically the guy that's the organizer of who gets access to what in terms of interviews and press releases. And it's the department that runs the press secretary and all of that stuff, relationships with the media. And
sure. Of course, the headline is, with those who are detractors, Fox News takes over White House communications role.
Yeah, the guy fired from Fox News is now in charge. So Fox News has taken over nothing. But Hannity,
You can be sure, and I know you're going there, Hannity was extremely influential in Bill Shine becoming the White House communications
director. That's putting it mildly.
And that shows you the power of Sean Hannity at this moment in time.
Yeah. Bill Shine and Sean used to take the limo home together at night when they were working at Fox after the show was over. They became very close friends. Their wives are close. And because of what happened at Fox and because of Sean and his feelings, they are very good friends. You can see when they're together, they are very good friends. So you take care of your friends, and he's got access to the president. President needs somebody to fill that role. And Sean says to the president, hey, how about Bill Shine? Take a look at him. And that's all the president needs to hear.
Well, also, Shine is going to be good for it.
And he'll be
Shine,
very good.
Shine has a quality that Trump values most. He's loyal to his boss. He went down at Fox because he was loyal to Ailes. Yeah. And now he'll be loyal to Trump.
Yep, and hope that won't take him down. But he's also a smart guy. He's a good guy. He understands the medium.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good pick, frankly. I quite like him. His wife was on this program, or one of my Monday through Friday program for a long time. She's a character. I like it when good guys win. I think I say the same thing about Sean, because he's one of the good guys in this business. And, you know, you look around, we have some interesting people.
Well, he might be a good guy in the business, but he certainly is a polarizing, controversial figure.
Yes.
And the argument is
by design, Michael. He's designed it that way. He wants to be in that
position. Well, he wants to be a successful broadcaster. He's a broadcaster first and foremost.
Yep. Sure is.
A lot of people forget that. If he weren't a broadcaster first and foremost, he'd be in politics, not in broadcasting. And he's not in politics. He's involved with politics. But he is
What's
not
the
in.
Difference?
Well, he gets his paycheck from a broadcasting company, not from the U.S. government. He doesn't raise money to run for office. He's not being elected to anything. He has a job. He's outside of politics.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
Well, he's outside of it from a standpoint of what his profession is. He's not out. That's like saying he's a sportscaster in sports. Well, he's not an athlete. Doesn't work for the Yankees. Works for a broadcasting company. These are areas that overlap. We're in politics since we talk about it, but we're not politicians. I'm a broadcaster. I always tell people I view everything through the lens of the media, the First Amendment, and broadcasting. I have no political aspirations, inspiration, or any kind of, I don't owe anybody anything in that area, and I don't want to.
No.
But I deal with politics.
But the next time Michael is here, we're going to continue our conversation with regard to when we get to the top 10 stories, when we get to, usually number 10 is a sports-related thing, I guarantee we'll talk about baseball again and how baseballs are made.
And AstroTurf, you know.
Oh, yeah, AstroTurf, yeah. We'll get into that.
And
very well.
The color and the uniforms.
And who makes the best end goals, the goalposts. I think that's an important consideration as well. Okay, so that you can stay tuned the next time we're together. Count on us having that conversation. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.